I love how WBEZ shows different sides of the story. I never feel like it's too polarized, and I think the reporters do an excellent job of trying to get the full story, trying to show different other sides. I'm often, when I'm listening to public radio, think in my mind, well, what about X? Or like, I have another question. Or like, have they thought about X? And most of the time, WBEZ thinks about all of it, which I really appreciate.
Good afternoon. I'm Alex Degman, and this is The Rundown. Patients in Illinois who are terminally ill will be able to request life-ending medication with a doctor's prescription starting later next year. Governor J.B. Pritzker today signed the Medical Aid in Dying Act. It's drawn fierce opposition from Catholic groups and disability rights advocates. Patients must have a prognosis of 6 months or fewer to live and be mentally capable of consenting. Pritzker issued a statement saying the legislation will help patients, quote, avoid unnecessary pain and suffering at the end of their lives. The law goes into effect in September 2026. A proposed citywide ban on the sale of hemp products now includes an exception for THC-infused beverages. Block Club Chicago reports Alderman Marty Quinn amended what would have been a blanket ban on selling intoxicating hemp. He was convinced after small business owners complained that the proposal would severely hamper their ability to remain open. A final vote on the revised ban is still to come. The federal ban on the sale of hemp products that was added to the bill to reopen the federal government is still set to take effect next November. The Chicago Blackhawks travel to St. Louis to take on the Blues tonight. The Hawks are looking for their second consecutive victory following a 3-0 shutout of the New York Rangers Wednesday night. Defenseman Louis Crevier was a key contributor to that win, and head coach Jeff Blashill feels Crevier is blossoming at the right point in the season.
He's 6 foot, whatever, 8 or 7. He skates well. He's got good hands. He can shoot a puck. Those are all attributes that lead to a pretty good player, and I think he's developing into a good piece for us in front of our eyes.
The Blackhawks and Blues face off tonight at 7. A bitter chill is moving through Chicago again this weekend. The National Weather Service says snow is likely tomorrow afternoon with evening wind chills near 20 below zero. Meteorologist David King tells WBEZ's Say More people should be cautious when they're outside.
If you can, minimize the amount of time you're going to be outdoors. If you need to go outdoors, obviously bundle up. Make sure you have gloves, scarves, hats. Just really minimize the amount of surface area that your skin is going to be experiencing the cold. But if you can, obviously stay indoors, stay where it's warm.
City of Chicago warming centers will be open at Chicago Public Library and Chicago Park District locations, and Chicago police districts are open 24 hours a day. People who need help locating a center can call 311. You're listening to The Rundown. We recently asked people in Illinois prisons this question. If you could spend one afternoon on the outside with a family member or friend, where would you go and what would you do? It's part of PrisonCast, our statewide journalism project made with and for people incarcerated in Illinois and their loved ones. A man named Robert Jernigan wrote us saying he'd take his mother to her church so he could play music and sing for her. He's been locked up for nearly 40 years, and in that time he's learned how to play piano, but he's never been able to play for his mom. So, PrisonCast producer and editor Robert Wildebor packed up a keyboard and drove to Pinckneyville Prison in southern Illinois.
Robert Jernigan never took piano lessons as a kid. His family didn't even have a piano. But he loved to sing, especially at church. And he loved music. So one day early in his incarceration, he got a book about music from the prison library.
And so I started reading a book at about 7:30 in the morning. And then I looked up and it was lunchtime.
Jernigan saw little black markings on the page and learned the notes.
And so I actually learned how to write music before I actually learned how to play.
But Jernigan says he didn't have a piano or a keyboard, so he got creative. Extremely creative.
What I did with that, I took 6 sheets of a typing paper and I glued them together with toothpaste, and I made a keyboard big enough for my fingers, and I would look at the chords in this little book, and that's how I learned how to play.
His family eventually sent him a keyboard, which he says he had in prison in the 90s for a few years until instruments were no longer allowed in cells, and the keyboard was sent back to his family. Since the 90s, Jernigan's been able to play periodically at chapel services and some special events. But in more recent years, he says he's been at Pinckneyville, where there is no piano or keyboard. When I set up a keyboard in a concrete block room just steps from the door where visitors enter the prison, Jernigan was excited, but soon he was also frustrated.
My playing is terrible. I ain't played in 3 years. It's terrible.
But Jernigan kept at it. He played some classics, like Anita Baker's Sweet Love.
God, baby, I believe in this love. Sweet love. Sweet.
And he played some original tunes.
Hallelujah. What a savior. What a savior. What a friend.
As you can hear, Jernigan's voice is huge. It bounces off the walls of the room. The fact that Jernigan has never been able to play piano for his mom, it's a big deal to him.
She's never heard me play. Never. Never.
Jernigan wants his family to know who he is, beyond that young man who got involved in a robbery that ended in a murder and a life sentence.
It's important that my mom see that all that stuff that the state's attorney said about me, all that stuff that people said, your son ain't this, your son ain't that. I want my mother to see that it was a lie. You know, and I wind up in prison. You know, for 40 years, my family, they don't know me. I want them to see that I became a different person than they knew. You know, I want them to see me that I'm doing something with my life. I want them to know that beyond what I'm going through all these years, the terror, beyond all of that, I want them to see I become a better man.
Check, check, boy, check.
All right, I'll start with an easy one. Can you introduce yourself here?
Well, my name is Riola Jernigan, and I'm Robert Jernigan Jr.'s mother.
I took the recordings of Robert playing piano, and I played them for his mom. I propped my computer beside her recliner in her living room on Chicago's West Side.
This is a song by Robert Jernigan. This is called By Grace. This is for my mother, Miss Riola Jernigan. I love you, Mom. By grace, I am here to tell the world about my Savior, to tell the world what he done for me on Calvary, yeah.
As the music plays, Mrs. Jernigan closes her eyes. Her head bows a little. She sways.
You're wonderful. Praise the Lord.
She raises a hand up in worship and starts moving it back and forth.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus.
She smiles.
Yes, yes. I think it's great singing, and I just also want to tell him, this is Mom, Lamont, and I'm so happy for you, too, and glad that God has touched your heart. And, you know, we never stop loving you, but we are so glad that you made the steps that you are making and that God would bless you in this new life of yours. And Mother is so proud. But, you know, Mama always loved it to hear you sing, but you're doing a marvelous job, and Mother loved you today. God bless you.
This is Robert Jernigan playing us out. He spent almost four decades in prison where he taught himself to play piano, but he'd never been able to share his music with his mom until now. That story was reported and produced by Robert Wildeboer with WBEZ's PrisonCast team. Our annual holiday special for people in prison and their loved ones airs this Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. on 91.5 WBEZ. You can learn more at wbez.org/prisoncast. Slight chance of flurries. Our forecast tonight, cloudy with lows in the single digits, wind chills below zero. Snow likely Saturday afternoon, less than half an inch possible. Cloudy otherwise with highs in the single digits, wind chill values could go below zero. And Saturday night, we get real cold. Partly cloudy with lows just below zero. Wind chill values could reach 20 below. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Alex Degman. Thanks for listening.